I think it was last week, last Sunday, Lori Ether listens every morning to Mix 97, sent us an update on the Ontario Federation of School Athletic Associations Provincial Girls Basketball Championships. And it kicks off today in Belleville, Brockville, and Sarnia. And Eric Jordan is the provincial supervisor of officials. And he is in Sarnia right now. Folks, he left Belleville this morning just after 4 a.m. He has arrived safely in Sarnia. And Eric Jordan, welcome to Mix 97.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here, Sean. I really appreciate this.
How was the drive to Sarnia this morning?
It was, to say that I wanted to beat traffic, it was great. So no traffic, a lot of trucks, but no, it was great. It was very quiet this morning.
Oh, good to hear.
Okay, Eric, give us the details. There's some history being made in the province here for the next couple of days with Ontario hosting the high school's A, AA, and AAA basketball provincial championships. Give us the details.
Okay, so across Ontario, we have three different sites. So you've already mentioned those sites. We have Brockville, Belleville, and Sarnia, and they go A, AA, and AAA. And that basically are for the schools that are from the smallest, A would be your smaller schools, and then all the way up to AAA. So Belleville is hosting a AA, where it's right in the middle for those medium-sized schools. And they are doing the provincial championships for the girls' high school basketball provincial championships. So, as you mentioned, this is a historic event for Ontario, but it's an historic event for Canada because this is the first time that we've had a provincial championship of this magnitude that is all female. And that means the players are all female, the officials will be all female, and the referee coaches that are helping develop those officials will be female as well. So this is a historic moment across Canada.
Yeah, what a special couple of days. It's taken a while, but finally we're there.
That's it. It's taken us about a year and a half of planning to do this. And we're represented all across Ontario. I have officials from Guelph, London, Toronto, Hamilton, Kingston, Belleville. Lori Ether, who sent the email in, will be participating. I actually talked to her right after I talked to you earlier this morning. She's doing a 9 o'clock game at St. Teresa's. This is a big event, and it's taken a while for us to get there. And some of the background for us is this is a recruiting and retention. We're using this for recruiting and retention. The smallest population in officiating in Ontario, we have about 1,800 officials, and female officials or women are our smallest population. So we're trying to use this as an opportunity to retain and to actually recruit, because some of the players that are playing today or over the next 3 days, this will probably be their last opportunity to play organized professional or organized sports at the high school level. And now they may be looking at, trying to figure out where they want to go next. And we will gladly accept them as officials.
Great story. Eric Jordan, thank you for this morning. I know you got a busy day ahead of you in Sarnia. It's happening at St. Teresa Catholic Secondary School here in Belleville. And it's basketball championships, the AAA, AAA championships for girls. Pretty exciting in Brockville, Belleville, and Sarnia. And I noticed a bit of an accent coming our way through the phones, Eric, and into the studio. You're retired military, but where did you spend a lot of your time as a youth?
I spent a lot of my time as a youth in Memphis, Tennessee. So, yes, I grew up and was raised in Memphis, Tennessee, went to school in Arkansas, went to university in Arkansas. And then joined the military, the U.S. military after that. And one of my last assignments was here in Canada working with the National Defense Headquarters in Ottawa. And the family said, we're staying. So, I'm a Memphis boy, a Southern boy.
Isn't that something, eh? From Tennessee now to the nation's capital.
That's right. Go from warm weather to owning a snowblower. So, my buddies back home really don't know what a snowblower looks like.
So, for sure. thank you for this, Eric Jordan. We appreciate your time this morning.
John, I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much. And you all have a wonderful day. And if you get an opportunity to get out and see some of the games, please do so.
Thank you. Thank you. We will.
Really appreciate this. Bye-bye.